The Tigers trying to snap an 8-game losing streak facing the Padres. A helicopter flyover, part of Navy Appreciation Day at Petco. Pearl Harbor survivor Jim Downing throwing out the first pitch. We pick it up in the first. Will Myers facing Jordan Zimmermann.
His defense has been much improved this year. Here's a fly ball, left field off the bat of Will Myers. Forget about it. Way back and gone.
Yikes.
Will Myers launches number 15, and the Padres take a 1-0 lead in the first.
Well, you said it right. I mean, that baby was out of here the minute he hit it.
Meanwhile, 2-2 now on Iglesias. Right back up the middle into center field. That's a base hit. Here comes McCann to score. They should have walked him. And Iglesias will take second. It's a 3-3 ball game. Richard knocks one in with a bunt. It is now 4-3 San Diego. Jose Pirela stands in. And he tries one down the left field line. That ball is going to get down fair. And it's going to hop over the wall. Going to be a ground rule double. That'll help the Tigers out at least a bit. One run will score. Pirela with an RBI two base hit. 5-3 San Diego. Alex Wilson is loosening in the Detroit bullpen. Driven to right field. It's hit pretty good. That ball has a chance and it's gone. An opposite field home run for Nicholas Castellanos. And we're tied up again.
Montauk now winning the 3-2. Swinging a ground ball, base hit into right. Kinsler in, rounding third, heading home, up there in the throat of the play, not in time, down to second, Matuk, he will be tagged out, but a two-run single breaks the tie, 7-5 Tigers in the ninth.
Way to go, how about that, ground ball to the right side in the right spot.
The Tigers snap an 8-game losing streak, beating the Pods 7-5. Every Detroit positional player in the starting lineup had at least a hit, including Mikey Matuk, who notches two hits and three RBIs. The Tigers' bullpen goes 5 scoreless innings, capped by Justin Wilson getting his 6th save. The Tigers snap an 8-game losing streak. Brad Ausmus spoke after.
You know, there was actually some discussion of pinch hitting for him, but he's been swinging the bat pretty well, and righties seem to have a little bit more luck against Maurer at times, so we just kind of stuck with him, and he did a nice job of hitting the fastball the other way.
And your pen finally closed it down here today. What you thought of what you saw from Wilson?
Wilson looked good. He hadn't been pitching much lately, but he looked really good. I thought Bruce Rondon looked really good as well. Alex Wilson bounced back. So there were some pluses coming out of the bullpen today as opposed to what it's been like the last few days.
Where do you start when you look at Zimmermann's start?
Long ball kind of hurt. Prior to the last few starts that had hurt him before, today was just a little bit too much. Overall, one of his, not as good a start as we've seen recently, but it certainly doesn't mean anything.
You talked before throughout the streak, really, it just takes one good thing to happen to maybe just break the ice and roll. I mean, is this enough? I mean, is this enough to maybe relieve some of whatever pressure might have been building with the losing streak?
Well, there's no pressure when you have a losing streak that a win kind of releases some of the pressure. But it is just one game, and we dug a little bit of a hole in this road trip, and we need to dig ourselves out of a little bit up from this hole in the homestand.
So
we got some division teams coming in as well.
Right. You take it as a step one, then, just baby steps.
Yeah, it's one step. We got some ground to make up.
You mentioned Rondon. What specifically did you like about what he did today?
Got outs. I mean, that's really what I like from pitchers is getting outs. Fastball was good. His velocity was back up as opposed to what we saw early in the season. Got some swings and misses, so he did a nice job.
It's a moot point now because you won the game, but in that inning that Jordan gave up the two runs, the last two runs, on the bunt from Clayton Richard, you'd come out before that to set the defense. Did Jordan just make a bad decision, or should Miggy have fielded that bunt on that play?
When I went out there, that is exactly what we discussed. He may bunt it towards first base to try to score the run from third.
Right.
But I think he just made a nice bunt. And the decision to throw home, I think, was where we went wrong. We should have gone to first and just taken the out because the run was going to score. It was just a good bunt. Sometimes, even if you're aware of it, you can't always defend it unless you're 100% sure they're going to do it. You know, we thought they might do it, but we weren't 100% sure.
Nicholas Castellanos, his 9th homer of the season. He talked to the media after the game.
I mean, just gave us all confidence that we're back in the game. Brand new ball game, you know. Kind of just lifted everybody up, really.
And just now that the monkey's off the back, how does it feel for everybody inside the room?
Great, especially now with a long flight and a day off tomorrow, you know, to get this win was important.
How much, I mean, you guys have been pretty even keel, and you guys know what you're capable of, but how much was it getting to you? How much was the pressing beginning, and thus how important is to get the win and break the pressure, break the ice?
I mean, it's important. It's really important. Especially now we're getting to that critical part of the season. You know, we all know it. We want to play well, so, you know, we're happy. We're really happy that we were able to pull this one out today and then, you know, get to the off day on the right foot and then, you know, come back home and start the home series.
Was there any pressure other than what's inside here? Was there any of the outside chatter getting to you guys in terms of trade deadline, Brad's job, any of that stuff? Did any of that filter into this clubhouse?
No. Well, I can't speak for everybody else, but I don't pay attention to any of it. So, you know, the only thing I worry about is the guys in this clubhouse and the game. That's it.
You have hit the ball hard all year. We've talked about it. Can you take us through the at-bat where you hit that ball to the right and how good did it feel to see it land in a seat?
Really good, especially not in somebody's glove. You know, Richard had some good, he had a tough arm angle, so really I was just trying to stay inside fastballs. You know, took a really good swing on the pitch before that, and, you know, he kind of threw it in the same area.
You were able to contribute today. Mikey Mazzuk had a big day today. Rondon came on and did some work today. Justin Wilson does his job when it gets spread around like that and everybody has a chance to contribute and help this team win. How does it feel for everybody in the room to come together, especially given what's gone on?
Outstanding. You know, nobody wants to win more than the guys in this clubhouse. So when everybody chips away and feels a part of the win, it's a good feeling.
Nick, how big of a rock has Justin Upton been in this stretch? I mean, he seems like he's been steady as anybody in this.
Huge. He's been the heart and soul of our lineup from day one, you know, hitting homers, driving guys in, taking the extra bases, playing good defense. You know, he's a huge part. He's a huge part of our team. It's no secret. It's exactly why they signed him here.
Mikey Mazzuk, 2 hits and 3 RBIs. He talked after.
You know, he came out and swung the bats well. You know, the first time through the lineup, he was, you know, keeping the ball down. He had some sink and he was making some good pitches and we made the adjustments and we put some good swings on and we put up 7 runs and I guess 14 hits. And that's, you know, when you do that, when the bullpen comes in, they don't let them score anymore. It's, you know, it's a recipe for a win.
2 men on in scoring position for you coming up in the ninth. Tell me about your approach as you came to the plate.
You know, I wanted to keep it short. You know, I knew the guy had some good velo and he had a hard slider. And, you know, I got to 3-0 and they gave me the green light and I knew I had my pitch there and I fouled it off. So he came back with a 3-1 changeup. And at that point, I said I just needed to stay short and make sure I see the ball over the plate and just get the barrel to it. And he threw the ball down away, and I was able to hit it through the hole.
A bit of a seesaw affair here. You guys had a lead, gave it back as soon as you got it, then retook it for the lead here, or for the win rather. But when you lost the lead, tell me what's going through guys' minds at that point in the ball game, especially what you've been going through this entire trip.
Man, the dugout and the clubhouse, it's been amazing. You know, we gave them a 3-run lead. We came back, we scored, and they responded and scored, and we came back and scored right back. You know, not one time have we put our head down, have we sulked, have we felt sorry for ourselves. We came out and we said, you know what, we're good enough to win, we're good enough to score runs. And we picked up our starter and then our bullpen picked us up and we won the game.
Now that the skid is over, can you put it into words how good it feels and what kind of pressure is relieved from you guys as a group?
Yeah, you know, it's nice to get a win, but whenever you're on a skid like that, it's nice to get, especially the way we did it today. And, you know, let's go from here and let's start a winning streak.
Up next, the Tigers host the Royals Tuesday and the Padres welcome the Braves.